Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today, if you know who Donald Trump is, you know who my guest today is. She is a hero of mine, loved by tens of millions of people worldwide. She's the original cancel culture queen, and she is fighting back and rising again. And watch out, the great Roseanne Barr is back with me today. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thanks for having me. It's good to see you, Mel. I love it with your hair down. You look good with your hair down.
Thank
you so
shiny, much.
Very shiny, good, healthy hair. Very nice.
Thank you. You too. And you have a special headband on there I know about because it's all in real crystals up there.
That's right. I've been wearing it on the interviews I've been doing. And what it is, it's all the colors of crystals in the earth. Somebody made it for me. So that
nice.
I could properly channel the cosmic messages from the big kahuna.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's what I am doing on behalf of the people themselves, because they're too damn dumb to figure it out for themselves, and they need someone on my calendar and wisdom to do it for them. So hence, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is what you're doing. And you know what? This week, we're friends in real life. And this week, all of a sudden, I get my phone starts blowing up and people are saying to me, oh, my God, I can't. I'm so excited. Roseanne's coming back. And I'm thinking, who's calling me? I only answer for you and Kathy and my mom. So I'm thinking, why are people? Turns out everyone just heard that you have a special finally coming out on Fox. And let's talk a little bit about how that came to be and what your plans are. So it's on Fox Nation. Yeah,
I'm doing a special, an hour stand-up special, which will make that my fifth hour special for television, my fifth special of an hour of stand-up. And it's for Fox Nation streaming, which is very exciting because the president of Fox Nation, he's a cool guy, and I forget his name, but whatever, you know, who knows how long he'll be there. But anyway, no, I like him. And I never met him. But anyway, everyone likes him because he hired me. And anyway, there's no way they can cancel me or bitch at what I'm saying like they did to Chappelle, because they can't do nothing because, you know, it's streaming.
Right.
Yes, I don't even understand it. I just know technology hates me. Anything to do with technology, it wants me to shut up.
Well, that's because technology is demons.
Yeah. It is controlled by Satan and Satan's hordes, for sure.
Yeah, well, let's get into it, because what's really crazy is, you know, they're out there trying to reestablish the O'Biden regime, I call them, because it's really all the Obama people back in there. And they're trying to do this thing again, the same thing that got you cancel cultured. And now 2.5 years later, it's really very clear they want to go back into the Iran deal. Obama's always been in bed with the Iranian mullahs. Valerie Jarrett is Iranian, and John Kerry and all them. All they wanted was for them to team up with Iran. They sent the pallets of cash to the Iranians. Again, the Iranian people are trying to free themselves, and the powers that be are working against them. So now all these years later, after coming after you, because you honestly, the reason is because you question the Obama regime about anything like General Flynn. It proves that not only were you right, but that they're at it again.
I was absolutely right. And that, you know, like I told you, that was in the middle of a 3-month conversation about the Iran deal and what it really meant, as it meant the same thing in Egypt, which was basically the entire merchant class lost their business, like the same shit they're doing over here.
Right.
And especially it was the middle class women who lost their business. So that's what the Iran deal brought to the women of Iran. And that's why I was involved, because I have family there. But anyway, here's a plus: Queen Esther and Mordechai are buried there. But anyways, did you see Netanyahu shaking hands with Zelensky? What? The Jews are teaming up with the Nazis now? That's how bad it's gone, crazy it's gotten. The Jews are saying the Nazis are right and they're going to help them. What?
Yeah.
What kind of confounded logic are we living under, huh?
Right, but this is a problem, because now people say, just like they do with Soros, with Zelensky, well, he's a Jew. And I say, according to what? You know, what does that really mean? Because people still deny. They act like, first of all, you know a lot about about the Nazi Germany and Ukraine and everything. People still deny that there are Nazis there.
Unfortunately, I know about it, as does my dead family. But I want to say this. My tweet back then, well, they don't get it, and they still ain't getting it because they're ignorant and ill-informed. But you know what? They will be getting it soon enough. I rest assured with that, because the women of Iran have had enough of their shit. And that's what I was really, you know. The women of Iran have had enough of that shit.
Right. And what happened, I don't know if you know, in the last few days, the Iranian people are stepping up. Of course, the Biden regime, you know, Kerry, you know, Jarrett's behind the scenes, Blinken, Nuland, they're against that. They're for the mullahs. They're for the Iran deal. They are, women are out there, and a couple have been shot and killed for taking off their headscarves and dancing.
And burning them like the women here done their bras in the, supposedly they did. I never seen nobody burn their bra, and I lived through that. I never saw that. I saw them do it on, what was that used to be called? There was Wall Street, and then there was Madison Avenue. There was Wall Street and Madison Avenue, and they worked together, but now Madison Avenue's everywhere.
Yeah, but we also know that the CIA actually was created that whole feminism movement. And to get the families torn apart. What's her name that everyone loves? The Ms.
Gloria
Magazine.
Gloria Vanderbilt?
No, Gloria Steinem. She was a CIA.
Gloria Vanderbilt?
Well, she's worse than her. But
I like to say the wrong name. It's funny.
I know.
Because when you're old, you can't remember anybody's name anyhow.
They're all in on it. But that's the truth. Here's the problem. What you're saying is that... when you were talking about Planet of the Apes, let's be honest.
That's the government, okay?
I know.
They don't have nothing to do with anybody's race or this or that.
No. And they created it.
It isn't about apes. It's about a whole other species that never actually been seen on this planet, because they're smarter and better and more evolved from humans. I guess if you think about it, maybe all animals are smarter than humans because they don't continually shit where they live and where they eat like humans do. And, you know, so they're far more evolved than humans, because that's what the whole Iran deal is shitting right where you eat. But I guess they shit where the poor people eat, so it ain't where they live. I forgot about that. Didn't you love how when they bust them up to the rich people corner there, how they all went nuts? They're like, no, we don't want their kind here. This is a national emergency.
Right.
They finally got named. They finally showed it's about class. It ain't about color. Hello, America.
We ought to
be pulling together. We ought to stop letting them divide us. And that is why I came back to TV. And that is the message I had in every show, and why I was nominated for all the civil rights awards you can get for coming back in my, you know, comeback year before they took me down. And I know why they took me down. They had to. Could you imagine if I was still on TV what I'd be saying right now? They had to get rid of me. But
I know it.
Think about what I'd be saying right now.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of perspective now since that happened. One is that the Obama regime took down anyone that was a threat to them. And you were calling out the Iran deal for what it is. Now the whole world is basically living under the same globalist threat that included that, because our whole country, our middle class that you champion, that you gave a face and a voice to, is being decimated every single day. And, you know,
it's actually the working class that I came from and was speaking about, because that is just the joke of it all, because they completely destroyed the working class. And you'll see them living on the streets now under bridges. That is the working class on their way up to getting the middle class. And the middle class just looked the other way the whole dang time.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to their neighborhood. And, you know, so now it still isn't a national emergency. They just look out there and, you know, the people, they still look out there, let themselves be divided and hoodwinked and bamboozled into thinking it's not going to come for them. It's right on the corner, man. They're coming for all our money. They're coming for every dime. they're coming for Social Security, the 401ks and the retirement. They're going to get it too. You're going to give it to them because you lined up. You lined up. You'll do whatever they tell you to do, and you know it.
Yeah,
you've lost that whatever it was where you didn't want to be slaves no more. You didn't want to do that. You'd rather just get paid for pretending to oppose slavery. It's like the greatest Edward Bernays scam they could have ever came up with, you know, say we're pay-. And I knew it in 2012 when I ran for president. I'm an independent. I'll vote for whoever has half a damn brain in their head and mentions the words jobs and budget. I'll do that, okay? The rest of it is all bullshit designed to steal public money and put it into private pockets and brainwash and bamboozle and hoodwink the public into actually signing the papers that call for their own demise, because that's how uneducated and ill-informed they are, because that's what is put on the state radio and state media. Right. Is like, it's good for you to, you know, line up and off yourself. You're a useless eater and we despise you. Now here's some dancing.
Right. Now here's some dancing. Exactly. You getting out your message is a problem, because I believe that we don't have a left or right, a Republican or Democrat.
No, we don't.
We have a uniparty, and that uniparty is serving a master, an oligarchy, international billionaire, that's millionaire right. class.
So they give to both parties. They give to the Republicans and the Democrats. They're called the money party. That's what they are. The fucking money party. And they don't give a shit. They're coming for grandma's Social Security. And, you know, sometimes they look Democrat and sometimes they're black and sometimes they're white or Asian or what have you. People are going to have to wake up to the reality that just because they look like you don't mean they're for you.
You and I have talked about neurolinguistic programming and subconscious programming. And I'm sure you saw the Joe Biden speech, and I'm watching when he in front of the red, you know, the devil speech with the, you know, it was so satanic, and his whoever's writing his words for him or, you know, whoever the pulling the strings.
Oh, I know who it is.
Go ahead.
You know who it is, too. I know who it is.
Well, I obviously, who do you think?
I hung out with all them all. Don't forget, I was a socialist candidate from the left. And, you know, it is a large part of the reason that the left got big was because of my 2012 running against Obama with Cynthia McKinney.
Right.
And Cindy Sheehan. That was a big leftist thing. And, you know, we did name a lot of problems in the United States that the left was forced to talk about. Of course, they dropped it by 2018. They stopped talking about that, and all they talk about is Trump now. But
yeah,
that's all they talk about.
Isn't it insane?
They don't talk about jobs or unions, as they continually line up to help bust unions. They're always there to bring their bullshit that helps bust the unions, that helps, you know, every revolution is about hearts and minds. Am I right?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
So when you take, what do you think happens when you take your representatives into communities and they hurt that community's children? What do you think that does to hearts and minds of that community?
Yeah.
Whether you are on TV a lot saying something, some kind of crap or not, what do you think that does to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There will be an accounting by victims of those who abused them when they were young and helpless. There will be that accounting. And, you know, I think that's what's coming.
Yeah, I do too. And like you're saying, and this was a big part of your whole stand-up, but also the whole Roseanne show, was unconditional love and accepting people for who they were, and being forgiving and compassionate and kind and showing a great example of the American family. And I believe that even bigger than that, there's a war right now on the American family, especially on parents. Parents, this whole concept, when Hillary Clinton wrote "It Takes a Village," she meant it. And, you know, you hear these people, Biden and Baccarat and all these people, the teachers union demons, they say, oh, your children are not yours anymore. They're ours. They've gone from like covertly doing it to in our faces. And I believe that they mean it. And we have two generations of children now that hate America, that won't even register to fight for our country because of that. And then they all are have don't know what gender they are. They're sending in now mental health into schools, the same CRT, SEL, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion. They're
well, that's why
stealing our kids.
Is here. I swear to God, that's why God is making me come out there and go, you're their grandma.
Right.
You raised a lot of their parents. Now you're their grandma, and you're going to have to tell them because nobody else is. And I'll tell you what, this is how I truly feel in my heart. I'm not going to let them have the kids. They're not going to get the kids. I'm not going to let them do it. They're trying real hard to shut me up because I do speak as a grandmother. I don't buy all this generation's bullshit. I know they're under heavy, what do they call that dude, Harry Potter influence. Like we was all under the Wizard of Oz influence. You know, the mind control program that we lived under was Wizard of Oz and Cinderella. You know, you find the guy, you're in rags and you become becoming a princess.
Right.
They did that to all the girls and boys. And I think that's why a lot of boys want to turn girls because they buy the princess thing. They sure act like prince. All the girls and boys, they think they're princesses. And I have to just tell them, you're not a princess. I'm sorry. You are not. You're not a princess, okay? You have no money.
Right.
Princesses right. have money.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello? And you talk a lot about this entitled generation. You know, you were always about working hard, earning it, all of that. They've totally reversed this on our children. And we have this entitled generation. They're paying for, you know, all these college degrees they're paying for. That if you look at the stipulations, they're for all these bogus degrees. Of all
I
these
know.
People.
It's all for bullshit. I go on there on that academia because I got an account on there. I have to tell you that that's one of the proudest things in my life. That a wonderful teacher got me on there and I published papers on there, which I've wanted my whole life was to, you know, talk like a smart lady as well as, you know, and I do like, I like communicating. I don't like their exclusive, snotty, fucking sneering down at the working class people language. And I'm not going to ever speak that. I mean, I can, but it's just too snotty, you know?
It's also fraud. It's fake.
It is a fraud, right?
The entitled society. You really have been always about working hard. And it seems like, what are these kids going to do? What are they going to do when God willing, you know, think tide turns, we get back to some law and order, some sanity, rebuilding this country. We'll have like these two generations of entitled kids that don't know who or what they are, that have turned on their parents, haven't been educated. What are these kids going to do? They're not being educated in anything that's going to help them in life.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there you got your despots that you hate. You know, we all have to hate despots. Like, you know, and every world leader who forces people to work for no pay as slaves, that's a despot, right?
Yeah, and the problem is even bigger because we've got this Klaus Schwab and this World Economic Forum and this Harari guy out there that Bill Gates and Eric Schmidt and Kissinger, they all go and they meet in Davos and they talk about the problem on the planet being humanity and how to manipulate the behavior of humanity. And I've been doing a lot on this because the people in America right now think that we're fighting each other or that there's, you know, there's teams in America. That's not true. That's fake.
I know they're bullshitted. They're bamboozled and hoodwinked. As Malcolm X said, he said, basically, there's just one party, the money party. Don't let them divide you into little pens of hatred where you become human veal. That's what I call it. Veal in heels for the women. Human veal in heels. And boy, the women love to march to that corporate beat, don't they? They love turning in other women. It's just horrifying. That's the whole, to me, the whole memory and lesson of Nazi Germany is when they got the women involved, that's when it took off like a son of a bitch rocket, straight there. You know.
Well, yeah, we've talked about before, especially in our when we are in our former lives in Los Angeles. But, you know, I this whole like women, I saw this somebody I was on somebody's show and still talking about women being oppressed. And when women have power, they're treated differently and all this. I have come to believe in my lifetime that a woman with power that has a bad, that is, you know, has a negative soul is more dangerous and meaner and more oppressive. And you know, this really is something that is a total fraud when they put up as if women are like the weaker class or whatever. I think a lot of women in power, like Hillary Clinton being one of them, Valerie Jarrett being another, you know, Kamala, I don't think has any power, but you look at these women and they are behind the scenes.
Oh, it don't matter if she has any power. Come on now, look at her husband. Remember they said, look at the wives?
Yeah.
Because it's behind every so and such and such man is, you know, a strong woman. How they always say that behind yeah. every great man is a strong. What did they say?
Yeah. Behind every great man is a greater woman or something to the effect of. But that's not like what that. The wives means in our world. It means that they're complicit in the evil.
It means the wives, they got their own club going.
Right.
There's a wife club and there's a husband club and then there's the swingers and they got all kind of different ways of working that power. But, you know, they got all the money between them.
Yeah. I just don't know why we're adding. I don't know why they. What?
They're all kind of related too. That's what grosses me out. Because that reminds me when I was a young girl, there weren't that many Jewish families in Utah. And my mom was going to fix me up with this Jewish guy. And the first thing I asked my mother, which I realize this is not normal in America now, but I go, well, we're not related to him, are we? I don't think regular people ask that. Maybe they do. But my mom said, no, we are not related. And the way she said it with her eyes going back and forth made me think, yeah, we're related. He's like my third cousin. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, not a lot of Nazi and not a lot of people escaped Nazi Germany and went to Utah like your family. That was a regular yeah. place to go.
That's true.
You know, so. You know, I guess you're going to go where your family is. So it would be hard
I wanted to get out of there because I was like, I'm going to marry every Gentile I meet. And I damn near did.
Yeah, you married a few, didn't you? But, yeah. You know, now you have a great man that's been in your life a long time. He wrote a great book recently.
Oh, yeah. Let me go tell him to come in and say hi. Wait, hold on. My mom said, show him on the air because he's so handsome. All the women will. Just really like how handsome. I said, okay. But he's very smart too. He's not just a handsome old guy.
Well, he's a musician, smart. Right? And he's a farmer with you.
Yeah, we do weeds and we're planting and we make a beautiful arrangements of wildflowers all over the place. We're building like our dream gardens.
That's awesome.
It's cool. We're having a great time. And he is a musician. He plays everything he sees.
Oh, that's awesome.
Crazy.
You need that music around you. You need that good energy.
And now he wrote this book, Henry Hoskins and the Hole Factory. And his name is John Argent here.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how are you?
That's Mel Kay.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
She didn't put any pressure on. I heard her talking about how handsome and smart I am. So that's no pressure at all.
She's been telling me for years all about it. But she also is very proud of your new book. And I wanted you to tell my audience a little bit about what inspired you and what the book's about. Because it has a lot to do with, it's a good book for right now.
Mel, you know, I just thought it would be fun to come up with something, you know, in this crazy, hostile, polarized environment we find ourselves in. I thought, maybe I could come up with something that's just not old fashioned exactly. I don't like sugarcoating, you know, I'm not naive, but I thought, you know, things are so hostile. I thought just retro enough that maybe we could do something, you know, say two words in a row that aren't all about woke or either hating Donald Trump or bitching about this, that, or the other. And I thought that would be kind of fun, you know, something a little bit positive without being naive and, you know.
How did you manage to say such, take such a morbid subject and make such light of things?
Well, I took the idea of sort of, you know, it's sort of not utterly original, but it's kind of like the old idea of much ado about nothing. You know, kind of taking care of business. We love to work at nothing all day. I thought things are so high tech now. And I just thought, here's a guy, what could be funnier about a guy who takes it so seriously to make holes? And I got a whole thing going on, you know, for starters, even the idea of selling it on Amazon. I mean, I charge $6.99 for the book because most people are paycheck to paycheck, but Jeff Bezos gets all of it and I get 58 cents.
Oh my God.
So wow. I'm not crazy about that. But I just thought it would be fun. You know, his family is cool. And it's just basically about this big greedy company that comes to town and they want to grab the whole market. You know, they want to take over the whole thing. And the government, it's the year of these big canyons and caverns, and they're looking to replace or spiffy up the Grand Canyon, the hole in the Grand Canyon, and Worldwide Holes Unlimited has come into town and they're trying to take the job away. And, you know, the government is involved and it's all kinds of stuff. You don't have time. I appreciate it.
Show the back. It's cute.
No, yeah. This is Henry. His motto is don't be afraid to think small. He's looking through the wrong end of the telescope. He's out in the middle of
I love it.
Yeah, he's a real detail man.
It's very witty. Witty old guy. That's why we've been together for 21 years. We're very happy. We barely talk anymore. And we just enjoy our gardening.
Yeah. People ask me, you know, I'll leave you with this. Mel, she told me to make sure that I get out of here in a hurry and don't overtalk things. But people ask me, you know, what's my favorite quality in a person is intelligence. If somebody's smart, you know, you can work everything out. But people say, Johnny, what's it like to be with a woman with a worldwide reputation? A woman as strong as Roseanne is powerful with the powerful power she has. And she's so strong and smart. And I always say the same thing. Can she hear me? But anyway, thank you so much for your time. And
I love it. I love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks. It's not, I'm going to go. It's not about my ego or my wallet. The money
is going. Oh, we know that.
He wants everyone to know he's donating most of the money. Okay, see
you. Thank you. Nice talking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Close the door when you go.
Good to see you. Will do. I'll grab a
love you.
Too, Ms.
Love you. Bye.
See that? But yeah, look at that. That's what we need to talk about, as much ado about nothing. That's what they keep throwing at us. And look, he's saying the small business guys getting screwed by the big business guys, and people are continuing to play along. And here's the thing, Roseanne, I don't know why there's not 100,000, 500,000 people in the street saying enough's enough. We're not divided. You're dividing us. We see you. Do not enough people see that we are being, because you're talking about slavery, this whole right. The whole next level for the track and trace and the surveillance and the digital banking, digital health records, digital everything, digital smart cities. It's slavery on a level even worse than Egypt for what they're planning. They want to genetically modify and engineer everyone to the point that they're controlling you under your skin.
Remember when I was a kid, it's so offensive now. I mean, everything that I grew up with is completely offensive now. Like intelligence, that's offensive as fuck to, you know, so such a large portion of Americans now, yeah. But especially in a woman, you know, like it was when I was a kid, now it's the same.
How about when we were young and we watched All in the Family and the Jeffersons and, you know, and, you know, the all that stuff. It was like, and it was normal. I wish we were there.
That's what I was trying to kind of get into on the Roseanne reboot thing. And I think we were starting to do it pretty good. We had Norm on there, you know, Norm was
right.
That was so fun. But
he right now is looking down from heaven being like, I am just happy that I'm not a part of that. Though he probably has a lot of good jokes.
Oh, are you kidding? He had the best jokes.
Yeah, he's sitting with George Carlin and Lenny Bruce being like, look at these morons.
I know, I'm thinking of Lenny lately because I'm writing material for my stand-up, you know. And I'm going, boy, I bet the left would love to dig up his corpse and then cancel it again and kick him back in the grave and bury him. Boy, if anybody would even hear one sentence that guy said, they'd have him all canceled all over again. Do you remember when it was New York State that arrested him? And they arrested George Carlin that same night. People don't even know that history.
People don't even know any of that. They don't know that this isn't new. This happened before. This tell people about what happened with Lenny Bruce and Carlin.
Well, they got busted in New York City for doing their act, and the cops came and they arrested them for obscenity, for, you know, saying obscenity, because the very same people that are doing that shit today were doing that then.
Right.
And they were a lot of the left.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what gets me, is because it was the left that I was the champion of, and, you know, every one of my shows was about, and the entire left.
You also had the first gay character.
Yeah.
You had family members that were black and white.
Right. They all profited from really what I did. And I want to just say I did at personal harm expense, because every time I did something like that, I didn't just get, here, Roseanne, come in. We love you to portray gay characters in Disney. We love it. It was with great resistance and calling me all
kinds of persecution.
And calling me all kinds of such and such lover and all that. And then turning around and saying, you know, I not even understanding, refusing to even ask me what I meant by my tweet. That is the most offensive thing I've ever even heard of. For somebody of my background in the left who, you know, GLAAD used to give me every award and say,
I
wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for Roseanne Barr. And so did the Trevor Project. And so did everybody else. Even Wanda Sykes herself, who's like, could she be any dumber? But anyway, even she herself said, we do what we do because of what you went through.
Yeah.
And all these women that I helped, you know, I can't even name them because, you know, it's
just
sad.
No, I know. Everyone knows.
It's just sad, but that's how they're, you know, programmed to do. But I'll tell you, they think they're safe because they're handmaidens. No, girl, you're not safe because you're a handmaiden of corporatocracy, of corporate feudalism. Corporations are the last thing that's anything like what you say is democratic. They fire you and don't even tell you why. You don't get shit. They fire you for any fucking reason. That isn't your idea of democracy. I can't stand people who are on TV talking about democracy. Democracy is mob rule.
Right.
Why do Americans not know that? Why do they not know that mob rule is what proceeds being taken over by the army and locked down? Why do they not get that? They've been set up for hoodwinked and bamboozled for that. That they'll be the first ones arrested.
Right.
Oh, which reminds me, I really think everyone should start re-wearing the mask. And I'm going to put it on because it matches my outfit. It's time to go back with the mask.
Why do you think?
Because they're just exposing Jan 6. They were all dressed up like Trumpers.
Right.
So, you know, let's all be together. We'll do the mask like they do, and they're wearing the red hat. Let's
right.
all get in there together and oppose the billionaires who are trying to trick us into going to re-education camps like all the other people the same Stalinists sent to before us.
Right.
Hello, America. Do you know you're about to become a slave? You have any idea? You're going to work and not get paid for it. You're not just going to collect money from the government, because the government is busted.
There is no government. The government's owned by the globalist bankers and corporations and billionaires. Our elected officials work for them.
does the American people who are getting paid to, you know, I was going to say in 2012, and I asked people to help me win, and they said, well, what are you going to pay? And I go, no, you don't get paid for revolution. And right. they just stared at me and go, you're rich. What do you mean you don't get paid? I go, you don't get paid for, you know, working in a revolution. I'm sorry to tell you, do you not know that? And then they called me a capitalist, and I had to leave the left because, you know, I didn't want to turn over all my money for them to sit on their lazy ass playing video games and doing jack shit, which is what they did when I did pay them. For a while, I did pay them, and that's what they did.
Right. Right.
So then I said, well, you're not working, so I'm not paying. If you want a goddamn revolution, get off your fucking ass and make one. Which is what somebody should say to all the people that are praying for one. You know what? My dad used to say, he was a very religious man in a very atheistic way. He'd say, shit in one hand and pray in the other and see which one gets filled up faster.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like we talked about the other day. A lot of people are like, well, you know, somebody's going to come save us, or there's going to be like a white knight that's going to come in, or a red knight, or whatever you want to call it, or there's going to be some kind of, and you and I keep saying, you know, that's not how it works. God didn't come down to planet Earth and do anything. He expects you to do it. And we have
that's
a lot of people out there waiting.
For president. That's why I ran for president, to show people what it takes to get on the ballot. You got to have $1 billion ridiculous. To lose an election. How can you say this is your government? Hello, people, this ain't your government. It's big money's government.
Right.
And the government is just the front office for big money. If you want this to be a representative republic with laws, which are basically one law for all, not a two-tiered system where the rich can get away with anything and the people whose brother-in-law is running this and that can
right.
be like a crime spree through public money, putting it in private pockets and whatever, shipping it to other countries
right.
to kill their enemies so they don't get exposed. Look, it's all going to come out. They're just doing everything to keep it from the public. But like I said in the beginning, it's hearts and minds. And all you got to do is just cling on to the facts, the proven facts. And I think that we can look to Durham. I think that is the hope, that there will be a trial. And it's this guy, I forget his name, some big Russian name, Dermavichev.
Dushenko. Yeah. They, you know, now it's come out that Hillary Clinton paid him too. By the way, I didn't know if you, I'm sure you know, but I don't know if people know that John Podesta waltzed back into the White House. If people don't think that Hillary and Bill Clinton, they just restarted the Clinton Global Initiative. These people, I believe, are setting themselves up to have a big giant spotlight on them when the tables turn and this country is returned to law and order and truth and justice. I hope that they realize what they're doing to themselves, putting themselves back out there. Podesta's, I hear, getting the reins to control the $300 billion they're taking to save the environment, going to the people who are destroying the environment. So, you know, I just think these people are setting themselves up and they have no idea what's ahead. The Clinton Global Initiative, what they're doing is they say that they're honestly right now, their whole MO is that they're saving us from the Hitlerian Trump, and that they're trying to save democracy because the MAGA Republicans are a threat to democracy. So they had to go back out with the Clinton Global Initiative and relaunch it, which they never stopped. But the truth is, at the same exact time, their pal, their best friend, John Podesta, gets into the White House to control $300 billion. And that doesn't look good to me, that the Clintons' money laundering machine with all the crimes and everything we know, now they have this guy with all the money. And I just think that they think that we're all fools. They think we're all idiots.
You know, they're just manufacturing sound bites.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. Like, they're doing, what do you call it? Election commercials.
I know.
Everything's like for a soundbite to get people to vote a certain way. And and then they're not held to how it was when I was a kid. Well, there's nothing wrong with that when I was a kid, but you had to give equal time to your opponent. That's what they took away.
Right.
Was that the Smith-Munson Act?
Well, Smith-Munn Act is when Obama and Sunstein and Holder and Jarrett made using propaganda against We the People in 2012 legal, and then funded it with our taxpayer dollars to brainwash us into following them. That's where your whole global thing about that people didn't understand about
your
tweet.
That's why I ran for president, because I said, I just want the American people to know what's going to happen to them as a result of this. Shit's going to start on fire. You can see it in that movie we made. I said, quote, shit's going to start on fire and it ain't never going to stop. And I just want the American people to know what they're in for.
Yeah. And it's got to stop now. I don't know. Can you see my screen or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I show you something real quick? Uh-huh. I want to get your take on it. Because you're talking about slavery, and I talk a lot about the puppet masters and the global control and the Planet of the Apes actual truth, which is that there is a group of people that would like to enslave humanity like
That's
never
right.
before. And I want to show you on a screen share a video real quick and then get your take on it, because people have to understand we are about to be enslaved in a way that we will never get out of if they pull it off. And they're going full steam ahead. So watch this.
But
here.
You know what? I just want to tell people, well, I don't want to forget that thanks to Nancy Reagan and Hearts and Minds, just say no to this shit. Just say no. All we have to do is just say no to this slave system.
Yeah, exactly. And
but show it. I want people to see it. I want them to see what my tweet was about, Melanie.
Yeah, this is it. This is it, my friend. Here we go.
Why do I call you Melanie?
Your screen. Ready?
Because you remind me of her. Lay it down, lay it down. What?
Ready? Okay, watch what you were telling us, warning us about with your tweet. This is why
they
shut you up.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you.
It's a future of the physical, the digital, and the biological world. It's changing not only what we are doing, it's changing who we are. It's really the notion of digital technology that pervades the media, happening every walk of life, in every vertical industry, in all parts of the globe. Whether it's information technology, the acceleration we see in artificial intelligence, a lot is happening in society and how we're going to live. Is being defined right now. So speed is mind-boggling. What I'm particularly concerned about is how little the world is prepared.
Harnessing this revolution requires the involvement of all stakeholders, from public and private sectors to academia and civil society. The World Economic Forum Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Network ensures that the development and application of emerging technologies benefits both people and the planet. It is a network of centers for scalable impact with locations in the United States, Japan, India, and China, bringing together stakeholders to identify the impacts of these technologies, co-design innovative governance protocols and policy frameworks, and pilot them with partners around the world.
If we are not innovative, if we're not creative enough, it will be very difficult surviving this century. Human and machines are assisting each other, augmenting each other with skills. Humanity itself will be changed with this super intelligence, and we are at the doorstep of that era.
The technologies available today will impact and change healthcare forever.
52% of the encounters with our primary care physician were handled virtually. It's a massive change.
The network will work closely to share research, analysis, and learning, and help design new technologies in ways that respect societal values. It's where innovation is happening, about how we guide this revolution.
We can solve the many of the social issues through the technology. My hope is that we have a robust discussion for how this can truly help our world solve some of the hard-pressed challenges that we have today.
Together, we can shape a future that truly benefits and empowers people.
The world has changed. We can never, ever go back to yesterday.
So who are we? We are them, the Planet of the Apes leaders, the public-private partnership, the people that own our government. That is their plan for us.
Yeah, that is their plan for us. And we're like, yay, bring it on. Bring it on. Let's make a video game about it. I'm going to get 9,100 million points.
Right. Well, we're stuck in a matrix of track and trace technology where they have, like Harari says, surveillance under our skin. As you notice in that whole thing, of course, all the public-private partners of the World Economic Forum, Davos, banker crew were on it, but some of them, but that's what it's about. But they're talking about them. They're talking about their small group of billionaires and honestly trillionaires, as you and I know.
Right. Yeah,
that they will decide the future and that we are never going back to a place where they are not in control via technology of everyone.
Because they're making the bones of the new world, that's coming. A world, you know, fathered by technology that needs to be asked. What is a human being?
Right.
That needs to be asked. And, you know, have the answer. A human being is one who feels love. That's what sets us apart from all the animals. And animals, they feel attachment. We can see that. And, you know, some science exists in the world that isn't paid for by Monsanto, I call them, by Monsanto,
yeah.
Inc. Yeah, there's such a thing that sets the human being apart from the reptiles that crawl on their belly upon this earth. And that is the ability to dream and to hope and to write and to create laughter and to spark intelligent discussion amongst other human beings.
Right.
That's the shit they don't like so much.
Right. And all these Marxists.
So you better get busy. I just want people to really, really get busy and start working on all that. Start talking to people who don't agree with you,
right,
and learn to count to 10 and keep your big fucking mouth shut, your big ignorant mouth shut, your big ignorant, ill-educated. Learn what the word ill-educated mouth, because you have been ill-educated in ill non-universities,
right,
funded by Monsanto science. And you're about to find that out.
And they're using it again. But now they're using it and they're infusing it with technology. Technology that, like you said, will come back and bite them, because we wouldn't be talking here right now if they really controlled everything. And you know, you're really, you know, a lot about a lot of the Bible, Torah, all of that. Now, in history, what I see these guys doing is playing
God.
Well,
here's the shorthand of it. FISA goes two ways, dudes. Duh.
Right,
exactly. You never thought of that.
Yeah, but also when we've talked about, like you've said before, these people are trying to play God. That never ends well, right?
You'd think they should. Those are the people. The people who hate the Bible are those who must read it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's all about them.
Right. Exactly.
They do the dumbest shit. They really do. The American people are that dumb. I have to give up hope in them.
You can't.
The only way they can give me back my hope is to watch my special on Fox Nations.
They will. They will watch your special. But you know what? Why don't you give us a, what are you working on? You got any comedy to make them laugh at least?
Well, my special, I'm writing the best jokes I've ever wrote, because I'm mad at the world and I'm old enough to tell them to go fuck themselves.
Right.
And they said I'm only entitled legally to use the F word 4 times in the hour. And my lawyers have negotiated that. And I've agreed to that. So I will only be allowed to say the F word 4 times within the hour. And I will be counting that down. I have the technology to make sure, to satisfy lawyers on every end, that I will only say it 4 times.
Okay.
And there'll be no MF-er ever. No, I swore I would not. MF. No MF-ing.
But you never cursed on Roseanne on the show.
Oh, heavens no, I wasn't allowed to.
Right.
On that I did, especially the night the audience came.
Sure.
Oh, when the audience was in there, oh God, I swore so much. I loved it.
I know. Well, that's what we're getting back to. This is just the beginning. You know, the audience misses you. We just tried to, you know, people are getting out there again. I really believe that. And I felt the change right away. I knew about the Fox thing, but I felt like people were, even that knew remotely that I knew you, were like, say congratulations to Roseanne. It went viral right away that you were coming back. And I think that that's a big testament to what you were led to believe. And don't forget, folks, it was Disney. So now that you know all you know from when what happened to Roseanne to
I
now.
I saw Bob Iger up there at that Davos, speak of the devil.
Of course he is. Oh, he's hanging right now with Fink and Schmidt and Bill Gates, probably down the street. You know, this past week, they had the UN here, the Global Initiative, Clinton started again, and the World Economic Forum in the middle of Manhattan with about 500 SUVs all lining the...
Is that the one where Pelosi got booed at?
Yeah, the global conference. These people are going to Central Park and paying for these concerts. They don't even know that the global partnership, the WHO, the UN, the World Economic Forum, they're all looking to destroy all of these people. They don't get that everyone is in danger. Black, white, gay, straight. They're showing up to clap for people you and I know are captured by Hollywood, blackmailed, brainwashed. They're in on it. They think they're going to make it to the other side. You know, I was just watching Team America. And at the very end, you know, with the marionettes by the guys from South Park. And they have like Kim Jong-un invites like Alec Baldwin and all these people to distract the world while he blows up everything. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's the same exact thing. The same players are distracting the world while they destroy America from within. And these people cheer it on. Oh, under climate change, you know?
Climate change is just a different way of saying, hey, you better quit breathing my air.
Exactly.
Can they get more capitalists with that shit?
And it's so bogus.
I'm going to tax your ass for breathing my fucking air, bitch. Right. It's so pimp ass.
And as we've discussed, there's lots of problems with the environment and the climate, and there should be like thriving farms.
You mean their private jets?
Yes. I'm saying that they want to take all our money to solve a problem that they're creating and then say it's us.
It's genius, though. You got to admit, it's just a genius scam.
And they brainwashed all these kids, you know, and they're marching around.
They didn't brainwash nobody. They're just that's their job. I mean, they're at least they're, that's what's the shame of it. They're creating jobs, and the job is convince your people to cannibalize each other. Now get out there and do a dance.
Right.
Jesus God. That's what they're doing. You know, the one thing is, they do not think that God sees them.
They don't.
I used to know that when I was a little girl because I used to watch the crap adults did, and it used to shock the holy fucking hell out of me, and it still does because I always go, "Are you not in my own head?" Because, you know, I'm crazier and fuck, I'm on so many meds you can't even count them straight, but. I'd see it and I'd go like, do you not know that
God is watching?
You said you believe in God. Hence, you say you know he sees everything you do. That's what you say all the time. I see you say it all the time. Now, don't you think he just saw what you just did? How come you think he didn't see that too? Why do you think he didn't see that? What the fuck is wrong with you? He saw that. You don't know he saw that. I saw it. Then they're like, you didn't see it. Yeah, I did. You lying asshole. I sure did. You know, it's always just, they're crazy. They're all in denial.
Right.
They're just denying. And, you know, they know what they're doing. But it's like, hey, I need my paycheck. Shut up, bitch. I need my fucking paycheck.
Yeah, well, soon they're all going to be on universal basic income if they don't wake up real soon because they can shut up. As soon as they can, They're going to go for it. They want
that bill. That's what they want.
I know. And here's the sad part. People that are very well off, millionaires, you know, people that we knew back that live in like, you know, West Hollywood or in the hills over there, they're having their houses broken into. All the crime that all the stuff when we left L.A. was like in Venice Beach and in Skid Row is right now in the Hollywood Hills and in West Hollywood and in and getting closer to their homes. And they're starting to freak out just like in Martha's Vineyard. And you know what? They watched it for 20 years happen on the streets and did nothing. And now it's now you can't even go out in Beverly Hills and sit outside without fear that somebody's going to come up with a gun and take your watch off your wrist. And yet they keep promoting the same stuff for the same people over and over.
Just in time for them to get real old and feeble. They're dumb shit. I mean, it is. It's like the reptile voting pattern. It's like, it's the snake eating its own tail kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's self-annihilation. That's what that symbol means. You know,
oh, the of the snake eating its tail?
Yeah, right. The self.
Going around?
It's, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Self-annihilation, that's supposed to be a good thing, according to some people's philosophy on this planet. That's supposed to be a good thing. I think it is a good thing when men do it. But unfortunately, they never do. It's only the women that do it. That's why everything's fucked up.
You know, at this point, it's really, I just think that it's like humanity versus evil. Good versus evil. God versus, I think Satan's gone. I think that he's abandoned ship and these people are like rudderless. That's why they're going so fast every day.
When Satan saw that Podesta was back in the White House, he said, that's it. I'm getting out of the devil business.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, he's out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to compete. There's a lot worse out there. And, you know, we just have to really remember. And, you know, you and I keep saying it, 2022, even if, because, you know, well, I want to bring up something you said before. The amount
of money. Trump? How come he ain't doing nothing?
The amount of money it costs.
People are saying they got Trump and that's it. That's a clone. What do you think of that?
I don't think that at all. What I do think is that we are really naive if we think that that this is that the other side. My thing is the people that were fighting, waiting for this whatever everyone's waiting for, don't understand the enemy. The enemy doesn't care about the plan, doesn't care about Trump, doesn't care about the United States. They don't care. And they put these people in DC, the vassal state that isn't running by the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. To destroy us. Like, they don't care about any of us. They want America done, period. And that's what
they
I think.
They're so bored with us by now. I know. Aren't they? They think that we're nothing but toothless hicks.
Right. Or like animals that terror, like, you know, they're creating this like environment where we're, you know, I don't know. I did tell you, I think, but I saw those guys from the IMF and they were sitting next to us and I knew that they were from the IMF. They were having a meeting near the UN and I saw they were like from the Netherlands and they were all dressed very fancy. And I said, oh, are you here for the IMF meeting? And they were. And I go, oh, are you planning the demise of America into Venezuela? And the guy laughed like a demon and he goes, it's going to be much worse than Venezuela here. I was like, oh, well, at least you're honest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people have to wake up. Our enemy is not each other. It is not each other. It is way, way bigger. And that entire regime that they installed down there is in on it. And it left and right. You and I say it all the time. This is a humanity effort.
Well, the thing is, they just go where there's money. Right. They're the
that's
money
all it's part. About. They're about to pull it again. Don't think that our economies, you know, you and I know it's controlled demolition of the economy. They already transferred all the wealth in 2008. Now they have to transfer all the rest of it under a climate emergency and all this BS. We're going to have no money and no ability to fight back or to do anything if people don't start to realize they're using Trump as a diversion. It's not about Trump. They don't care. They don't care. They've created this boogeyman that's not real to divide everyone so that we don't see them.
Well, but fortunately, we did have Trump. And like I say, you know, people don't get this because they just don't get it yet. But they will one day, or probably won't, because the earth will be destroyed by then by these geniuses. But the one good thing the geniuses did is they made money obsolete because they were such geniuses about Wall Street. So they made money obsolete.
Right.
So they're bankrupt.
Because after a major tragedy, as you know, Nazi Germany, one example, you know, when the war was over and everyone rolled away, it was all this like universal responsibility and guilt that these people were left, and they had to figure out how to go forward while the whole world looked at them as evil and demonic and blamed the people of Germany. And I keep warning the people of America, you have no idea what the government has done in our name all over the world. When we were talking, when they first did the Ukraine, switch from COVID to Ukraine, and American citizens, especially the Hollywood types, of course, started saying that like they wanted to cancel Russian people, Russian restaurants, Russian athletes, Russian musicians, Russian dancers, cancel the Russian people. And I'm thinking, do you know how lucky we are that the American people have yet to be canceled for the crimes that America has committed around the world? The American people don't even know how lucky we are that our country has been relatively unscathed by a lot of stuff that our government has done.
Well, our government, if you listen to people who were there, and you know, a lot of them are saying that, you know, they had to put up with things that turn their stomachs.
Right. We know.
But, you know, we know that in our own lives that's things that turn our stomachs, we're forced to be in compliance with. And we just have to do it, or we feel we do. But remember Nancy Reagan saying, just say no. That's really a powerful saying. We could use that. We could take that back. We could just say no. We're not going to be divided like that, because we know you're just taking our money by turning us on each other. We live right next door. We ain't no threat. You are.
Right.
Unless one of our kids is on crack and they're coming. I mean, but that happens. Street gangs are really, that's a real thing. And, you know, they do get paid. People have to look at the fact that kids are being paid for violence.
Yep.
And, you know, all the civil rights leaders would be appalled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you were talking before about the illegal invasion, and people, it's not in the borders anymore. It's in everyone's neighborhood. It's right across the street from me. They process people from Port Authority, 200 young, I don't even know, they're not even from Mexico. I'll tell you that right now.
They're
processing them. And Adams today says that he's going to have emergency processing centers for migrants. And I have, you know, 50,000 homeless, mentally ill people all over the streets of New York that they've done nothing for. I have two homeless friends that I talk to all the time, two men. They've been
probably
on the
a lot
street.
Of veterans, probably a lot of them.
Yeah. And these guys are terrified. And what you're talking about right now is that the all the drugs are coming in through the border, and the gangs have all had resurgences. So defund the police just reignited the gangs. And it's the communities that they're pretending to help that are being terrorized, and the homeless are being terrorized by the people that they're letting in.
Murdered.
Yeah. Murdered.
Especially mentally ill homeless women.
both, but mentally ill in general, but homeless women, I don't even want to know, but that's what's going on. They don't have police to even protect that, the least of these, you know, what kind of crime are we committing? And then they're putting them all in hotels and giving them $2,500 worth of benefits and putting them on Medicaid and, you know, giving them work visas, and they're going to be able to vote. Don't think they're not. And our homeless population is growing by the minute everywhere now, you know, it's just, and they've never done anything for them.
And the truth of it is, because I've seen it, and that was also the subject of my tweet, is that the overwhelming number of the homeless being increased in Democrat cities, especially, they're African American.
I know.
And younger and younger.
Yeah. And they pretend that they're helping them, all this stuff. You know, we've talked many times about, you know,
the word help and aid, they redefine those words, I think, the government.
Yeah. And how about equity replacing equality? Equity.
Yeah, how about that?
It's,
well, how about the word, is the word, they don't have the word woman in there anywhere.
No, that doesn't exist anymore. They're trying to be more fair to transgenders. The 0.7% of the actual transgenders of America have erased the word woman or mother.
Yeah, woman and mother are not mentioned in any discussion of humanist subjects on rights or
not anymore.
That's what they did. You know, they're the same group that do it all the time. They love to affect law. They like the law thing.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Lawfare. You know, it came out a few weeks ago because you know General Flynn, that somebody wrote a great article saying that the reason they took down General Flynn was because he came out after Obama said ISIS was JV and said that's not true. I was trying to explain what was really going on. And that's similar to what you did. You came out and said the Iran deal is against our country. It's a globalist deal. It's a take. It's not what it seems. So anyone that's spoken the truth in the last 6 years, Donald Trump included, Bannon, you know, all anyone that did, these lawfare demons, with their lawyers and their lack of empathy or compassion or humanity, they go in to destroy people like you and others. But here's the great part. You're rising and you're coming back. And if I would say for those people, especially the ones over at Disney and that continued your show without you, I'd be scared shitless right now, because I mean, but that's what they do. You're not alone. You're in a group of, you know, a couple dozen big icons that they targeted on purpose to scare the rest of us.
Yeah, I think that they, you know, what they did to me was unbelievable. They've never done it to anybody else. Deny you the ability to speak on behalf of yourself, right, after they accused you.
Mistakenly. Well, they're doing it now to the January 6th prisoners is who they're doing it to. They're doing it to Julian Assange. They're doing it to, obviously, Alex Jones. They took away your voice and your ability to defend yourself. And I actually saw Sharon Osbourne the other day talk about when they turned on her and called her a racist and fired her overnight. And she said she, like you, was in shock in the beginning and started doing what you did, which was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that, before she even understood that it didn't matter what she said. But that's what everyone does. I've seen it with other people. Alex Jones is up there like, I've apologized 1,000 times. It doesn't matter. You're an example. Julian Assange, they won't even give that guy a voice all these years. If he's alive, I'd be surprised, you know, at this point.
And what is he in there for?
We have
people
no idea.
Don't even know. He's in there because he published pictures of what the United States persons, out of control persons in our armed forces, were torturing the some Iraqi men,
yep,
and sexually humiliating them. And he published those pictures, which were given to him by Chelsea Manning,
who was pardoned after that by Obama. While Julian Assange sits in some hellhole, God willing, he's still alive and he's still functioning. But look, he's the journalist example of you, the Hollywood example, the, you know, General Flynn, the military example, Bannon, the billionaire example. They went after every single thing, you know, the Alex Jones, the conspiracy alternative example, every one of you. They took your voice away. They took your side of the story away. They took your ability to connect away. And you know what? All of you are going to rise bigger and better than ever. I know Simone Gold just got out of jail. She's a doctor and a lawyer and is awesome. And they threw her in jail for 60 days. They put her in solitary because she didn't get the jab. I mean, look, I mean, we're talking about they're persecuting. They started, I think, with you because, you know, you symbolize so much that was great about America, is great about America. So you were a big problem.
Mine has so many layers to it because, I think I was targeted. Other people think I was targeted too.
Yeah, I do too, for sure.
Yeah, but I think I was used to cover some things they were doing. You know, sometimes like in the news, you got to have a story to cover up.
Yeah.
The real story.
Yeah.
And I think I was.
What was going on at the time? Because they say that about Monica Lewinsky, that the whole Monica Lewinsky trial and all the stuff with Monica Lewinsky, they were covering up that they were actually selling our country basically underneath of us to China. And that so nobody would look at all that they were doing, sending our manufacturing and China and with the Bushes and the Clintons, that they manufactured the whole Monica Lewinsky thing to divert the attention. I wonder what was going on during. I don't know what they were doing behind the scenes during the attack on Roseanne for calling out the Iran.
Well, they were it was the same week they were getting exposed for hiring back convicted pedophiles in their child programming shows out of prison.
Right.
And putting them back there. And that one guy, I can't even remember his name, but had 10,000 tweets about touching little boys in their silly place. And, you know, they took him
back. James Gunn or the other guy?
Yeah, James Gunn.
He still works.
Yeah, they took him back. So they had to have a big story to cover those. And it was three guys.
Yeah.
And there was something that week, too, about something trafficking in Florida with kids. And, you know, I just thought of it because the governor down there said, or somebody down there in Florida was saying, well, they caught more cops and people who work for Disney.
Right.
And trafficking of children.
Every time they have a big sting. It's also in the Anaheim area. Every time. So, you know, and you and I know a lot about that, but I always remind people when they talk about The View or whatever, I say, do you know that it was Disney that canceled Roseanne, yet they have The View still on TV, poisoning and toxic filth being spewed and lies and manipulation and propaganda, and they stole Roseanne's show and our whole life's work. Unbelievable. But Disney's exposing themselves, you know? I mean, it's so bad at this point. I don't believe anything about that they're surviving this backlash from just and not even all of it's out there, but people should know that it's Disney that did this to you too.
It's Disney that called me a racist too, because when I traced it all back, it was the people on my own show that were doing it.
I know.
And you know, they set me up so they could take my work.
And they did.
And they did. There's more people. What they do. They knew that I had mental health issues, so they, you know, caused me to have a real short circuit and feel, you know, like I had no, you know, they gave me a deadline, you got to sign this. And I said, you got to stop calling me a racist, man. And they're like, we will as soon as you sign.
I know.
And after I signed, then it amped up calling me a racist.
Yeah, but But it's proven since that they use race. Everyone's a racist now. So nobody's a racist. And then they come up with this ludicrous anti-racist, which is racist.
It is so racist. Oh, my God. It's their liberal I'm not a racist. Racism, so I hang out with this certain type of Black person that fits all my criteria.
Yeah, that went to Harvard. That's who all those loudmouths are. They all went to Harvard and Yale. They know nothing of the average Black community and what's happening. Yet they're telling all their children, you're oppressed and your neighbors hate you because of the color of your skin. And they all went to Harvard.
Well, that's why I say miseducation in un-universities funded by Monsanto. Because first of all, they're not based on actual science. So, of course, they're never going to get a real job.
Well, that's why they're paying for their student loans. Took me 22 years to pay mine. All these people with degrees in anti-racism that are going around, you know, running HR departments for diversity, equity, inclusion, and affirmative action on steroids, DEI for getting into college or getting jobs. They all have degrees and stuff that when we were younger, we were like, why would anyone get a good degree in that? Well, now we know. We know. And then the government, the progressives, I call them the socialist Democrats. They're not even Democrats. They're paying for their student loans to do this.
Well, you mean the middle class is paying for the student.
Exactly.
Loan. I mean, that's really, oh my God. But now they're really amping it up. They're amping up to get that abortion till birth thing going.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it. Gavin Newsom wants you to be able to do it after birth, you know?
I know.
Yeah, well, they're
you're
you know.
Telling me that Americans are going to let that happen. Then I'm afraid, okay, well, then, you know, you're sorry. God ain't going to let that stand.
No.
I mean, just intelligence itself isn't going to let that stand. You're not going to have a healthy civilization that allows you to put living babies to death, you stupid fucking rat bastards. It's not going to happen. If you have the morals to see that, you're not going to do that. Even, you know, other.
Imagine you have like a ton of grandkids. These people have no value. I saw Stacey Abrams said that it's a myth that a baby has a heartbeat at 6 weeks or even a couple months. And then Planned Parenthood, which is the opposite of what it says, goes and removes the heartbeat monitor information from their website. It's just become 1984. It's just gone totally off the rails.
Well, I think the person who holds the purse strings is going, that person's crazy.
Yeah, and they believe in adrenochrome, like injecting young blood and harvesting organs and all this stuff. And nobody puts A and B together, except for me, you and Kathy. Could they just give Harvey Weinstein an appeal to his
No thing. Way they did.
Yeah, but he's never getting out, but he's still going on trial in LA. New York did. Southern District of New York. Of course he did. But listen, all these people, I still believe that there will be justice. There will be. You can't get away with what happened there. You can't get away with what they've done. So many of them have killed themselves. I don't know if you saw recently the guy who introduced Epstein to, I believe, to the Clintons, even though we know that they met back in the Arkansas days. But the guy who claimed to was found hanging with a shotgun wound just 2 weeks ago. Who's trying to get rid of him if it's over? You know, it's not over. What can you say to the folks to leave them on a positive note?
Everything is just perfect the way it is, but you could help it along by fixing your own shit, especially to get right for your own shortcomings and sins, and rack up your brain and soul the way it's supposed to be by repenting for what you personally did wrong to other people and asking for their forgiveness and offering your forgiveness when it is offered sincerely. If it ain't, you got to learn how to stop enabling monsters.
Exactly. And you don't enable monsters. Thank you so much, Roseanne Barr, my very good friend. I will see you soon. And we will all see you in Fox Nation when your special comes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness, as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.